Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who said rugby and beer went together?
Yeah. What an odd pairing.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. The Happy Hour Tap Room is open. Heads up, listeners, we've received some really great feedback on this show and some good ideas, too. So coming soon, we will not only be talking about a beer or two, but we'll also have people who've made those beers possible on our show. We're talking about the brewers, you know, the founders of these companies. So we're so looking forward to talking to these master brewers and more about their beers, about how they got started. And they're going to talk about, they're going to introduce like one specific beer for us. We're going to have like a live, or not really live, a recorded beer tasting here in the Happy Hour Tap Room. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Fitzy, what are you enjoying tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to branch out a little bit beyond the DC area and kind of stay in the mid-Atlantic. So this one, Old Dominion Beer. Now, you hear the name Dominion, you might think of the root beer that they release, which is also very, very good. Non-alcoholic for those root beer fans. But if you're over 21 and you want to sip something a little bit harder, Bill, this one is right up your alley because of the alcohol content. It's their Millennium Ale, which is like an English barley kind of wine is what it's called, but it's not a wine. It's a beer. It's just got a lot
barley
of alcohol.
Wine. Yeah.
Yeah, barley wine. Yeah. It's pretty malty, pretty strong. This one's got 10.5% alcohol by volume. I know. So for me, that's like out of the park. This is a beer. I enjoyed it. It's probably something that I could have like only one of for obvious reasons. It's something that you probably sip a little bit slower. It's best served warm, and I typically like to drink beers that are colder, but basically it's a warmer. You have it like room temperature, I guess. Warm maybe is not the right way to say it. You have it room temperature. It's tasty. I mean, like, if you want to explore something a little bit different, I say go for it. Because it is interesting. It's probably something you're going to have when the weather's a little bit colder, right, in the wintertime. I don't think you're sipping this in the summertime, but certainly check it out if you're not going to drink the root beer, which, again, is very good. But it's the Millennium Ale. I'm going to give it a 3.75. It's pretty good. It's right there. So 3.75.
I've heard of it. I'm going to have to try that sometime. And you're right. One of those is like three of the beers you usually drink. That's where all the alcohol goes. That sounds great. I'm going to try that too. But for me, I'm coming up a little closer to my neck of the woods again. Beverly, Mass. Is a great little brewery called Coastal Mass Brewing. And the beer they have is called Bowie Tree. Okay, Bowie. Think of the coast. Think of buoys in the ocean, that kind of thing. And the can itself has this Christmas tree made out of buoys. So this is released during the Christmas time, and it just looks really cool. The can itself, like, I would buy it and put it on my shelf because it just looks that cool. But this is, again, right up my alley. It's an 8% IPA, double New England hazy IPA. So good. I matter of fact, believe it or not, since as we're recording this, it is National Pizza Day. So tonight, I'm going to get pizza in Beverly and going to eat it over at Coastal Mass Brewing because you can bring in your own food. So looking forward to that. So the neat thing about this company also is they used to be called Channel Marker, which I love the name of it, but they changed names because there was a brewery in Florida who had a beer called Channel Marker. And so before it became an issue, they went ahead and just changed the name of the company. And I get it. Smaller breweries, there's no lawsuit, whatever else. We could probably devastate them. So they went away from that. But I agree with them. So like I said, this is their annual double IPA, Christmas double IPA, brewed with Chinook hops in the mash. And we're going to talk to our guests one day about what that really means. It's got Citra hops and Chinook and Cascades in a dry hop. And, you know, the flavors and aromas are, you know, pineapple and tropical fruit, which and a lot of their beers are like that. Orange peel, melon, guava, white grape in this one. Almost kind of like a white wine finish to it. It's very good. And I'm going to give it a 4.25. Like I'm saying, because these guys are so cool, because of the access for me, I'd give it a little higher. But again, I think around a 4.25 is like one of my favorite beers. It's got to be really good to go 4.5 or even 5 on that one. So good. Good stuff, Fitzy. Cheers.
Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.